This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's somebody who doesn't waste your tax dollars. He's the new Lackawanna County District Attorney from just a tremendous family over in West Scranton. And he is Brian Gallagher. Brian Gallagher, Mr. District Attorney, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you have hit the ground running, but that's not a surprise as a new DA because you were a federal prosecutor. You were the number one guy in the office under Mark Powell. And so you knew exactly what you had to do and what you wanted to do.
Right. It's an exciting time, a little stressful, but we're getting through it. There's a kind of a cultural shift in the office and the way in which we effectuate enforcement out on the street. So it's an exciting time for law enforcement in Lackawanna County.
How are you finding working with the detectives, the county detectives? People don't realize there is an outstanding county detective force.
Yeah, our county detectives, many of them have been here for years, and I've had the privilege and luxury of really growing up in the DA's office and being guided by them and them telling me when I'm right, them telling me when I'm wrong, kicking me in the rear end when I got something wrong, but essentially lifting me up to the position I'm in now and leading them. And it's an honor to work with them. They're excellent. They put their life on the line for us every single day. A lot of people don't know about our detectives or the Lackawanna County Drug Task Force or our theft detectives or our SVU detectives that truly save people's lives. And it's an honor to work with them and happy to lead them.
Brian Gallagher is our guest. He's the Lackawanna County District Attorney, newly minted or relatively newly minted. Give us a little bit of your background, where born, education, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm from West Scranton, over on Orange Street by Cathedral Cemetery. Very proud of where I'm from. Take care of each other and fight for each other. That's the old West Side mantra, which I'm really proud of. Went to Scranton Prep. Went to the University of Scranton and Western Michigan University Law School. And then became a prosecutor. I initially wanted to be a police officer, and then my parents kind of talked me out of that and pushed me into law school.
And your father said, hey, we got a law practice here. At least give it a try.
yeah. So very quickly got bit by the German Shepherd, as what they say is finding your niche in prosecution. Fell in love with it immediately.
What was it that made you want to be a prosecutor? If it's one specific thought or just a general thought that you pursued?
You know what? I wanted to do it until I got here. And once I got here under Judge Andy Jarboa, who was the district attorney at the time, and I saw how he treated his staff, and I saw the inherent good that the DA's office could do for the various communities in Lackawanna County, and I was hooked. And I still am.
What year was that, Brian Gallagher?
2012.
So you've had a depth of experience. Now, you went over to the feds, too, and you did prosecution over there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2018, I had the opportunity to become a special assistant United States attorney, where I was really the liaison between the district attorney's office in Lackawanna County and law enforcement, and then the FBI, ATF, DEA, Homeland Security, would bring cases over there and prosecute cases. Was lucky enough to then get hired and go over there and work on straw purchase of firearm cases, immigration cases, child pornography cases, It's the big leagues over there. Yeah. A lot of good people over there. It was an honor and a privilege to be a federal prosecutor and represent the Middle District, which is the 33 middle counties in the state of Pennsylvania. So it was an eye-opening experience.
And then you at some point, well, just a couple of years ago, you came back to be the first assistant DA in Lackawanna County. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a really hard decision to leave my job as a United States attorney, but I belong here. This is home for me. The people that are here, the good that we could do in Lackawanna County is different on a county prosecutor office level. And that's where I belong. And I love every day.
We're talking with Brian Gallagher, District Attorney of Lackawanna County. Brian, what are the priorities that you have set for the office, or have you set them yet?
Yeah, it's been a very easy transition, right? So number one, accountability and responsibility are bedrock principles. Seeking the truth is everything. The evaluation is this person suffering from addiction? Are they a victim of circumstance? Do they need help? Or are they inherently bad and need to be removed from our community? That is the evaluation. On top of that, we need to be more aggressive in enforcement. On the streets, holding people accountable, getting rid of the drugs, getting rid of the violence, getting rid of the guns. We will be substantially more aggressive in enforcement moving forward from now throughout this year. We've had an uptick in violence in the city of Scranton. A lot of the neighboring larger areas have brought some bad people into our community. So we're going to enforce the law, we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to prevent that crime and violent crime from spreading into the neighboring boroughs, townships, and municipalities.
D.A. Gallagher, is it a whack-a-mole situation? The more you take off the streets, the more come in, or just in a revolving door situation?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. A lot of what we see is people coming from New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Patterson, New Jersey, Hazleton and Wilkes-Barre, and that crime creeps up here. Everyone would joke around years ago that we're always 10 years behind. Well, it's finally caught up to us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So all of this had happened down in Wilkes-Barre 10 years ago. And Wilkes-Barre is so close to us, it took a little bit for it to get up here. But we have the best law enforcement in the Northeast, and we're going to be okay.
Brian Gallagher, the shooting of the Scranton cop sort of brought to the fore that we not only have remnants of bigger gangs like the Bloods, we have homegrown gangs that are getting together. They're multicultural, multiracial even, which is unusual. And so it's a whole different ball game out there, isn't it?
Right. It absolutely is. And it mostly centers around our juvenile gangs. They have this infatuation with firearms and violence, and they know that we have no detention beds. They know that the juvenile system in Pennsylvania, after the Kids for Cash scandal, kind of got flipped on its head, and that they can't be put away. There's no sentencing guidelines,
yeah.
Right? It's you have a review period every 30 days, and that's a tough pill to swallow, especially for the school districts, where it's like, this person commits a crime last week, is adjudicated delinquent, but they're back in school on Monday. And how do they teach the rest of the kids in the school when they have somebody who just committed a robbery or a sentence on a robbery on Friday? So
yeah.
It makes them uneasy. And but we're going to fight. We're going to fight for our neighbors and families. You know, people always say to me when I talk about being aggressive, they say, well, you don't want to be too harsh. And it's not about being aggressive. It's not about being harsh. Being aggressive is about being responsible. It's about being responsible to our families and neighborhoods. And that's what I'm all about.
Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher is our guest. You've also got within the DA's office, it has been built up over many years, going back to the Mike Barrace days and certainly the Andy Jarbola days, a lot of preventative measures that you are instituted and are available to you to sort of stop crime before it starts.
Right. really, really what we do is twofold. It's being proactive and enforcement. So we talked about enforcement. The proactive part is getting in the school districts and getting to kids to give them some alternative things to do, right? So we have programs for young kids. We have programs for adults, teenagers, high school age kids. Where we miss them is middle school. And that's why we have this program that we're piloting at Northeast Intermediate with the Pennsylvania State Police and Jim Simrell, who is a five-time black belt in jiu-jitsu. And it's really restorative practices. In lieu of a probation violation or a or detention or a suspension, they have to go to this program where it's social skills, life skills, anger management, and then you go on the mat with the state police and Jim Simrell, and you learn a little bit about yourself. It's a good workout. It's healthy. You get humbled and by somebody who's bigger, faster, and stronger,
yeah.
And sometimes that's what kids need. The program's a complete success. We have kids that are completing the program and are asking if they could come back the following week. So it's a huge success. It provides, breaks down barriers between law enforcement and maybe some kids that are at risk, builds trust, right? When we say we're not going to violate them on probation, when the police say we're not going to violate you on probation if you do this program, and they don't, that builds trust with them. And that says, wait a second, maybe they're not so bad. They're being honest with me. Maybe I could talk to this guy. Maybe when I'm having a problem, maybe I could reach out.
Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher is our guest. Brian, a long time ago when I was county commissioner, I went to Judge Harhut, who was in charge of the juvenile at the time, actually the president judge, and I said, there's kids out there, that was my observation, I believe it's even more true today, that don't have an understanding or an upbringing that teaches them goal-oriented lives. And the kind of program you're talking about, and I said, let's put them in plays through Scranton Public Theater. Make them, instead of punishing them, make them join a sport so they see something from beginning to end and how it works and how to learn how to set goals and achieve them. And it sounds like you're right on top of that concept.
Yeah, the old model of a kid does something bad in school, gets kicked out of school or suspended, doesn't work, because what happens inevitably is they're not in school. They're on the street, and there's no supervision at home. So let's make them do something positive. If they don't want to get involved in jiu-jitsu, let's start an art program. Let's start a music program. Let's get funding to help kids find interests and get alternative paths as opposed to being out on the streets.
Good stuff. Brian Gallagher, you join us anytime you want, anytime you have a program to promote. We're here. I'm here on the show available to you. Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. Very grateful to be with everybody.
Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher from the Fighting Gallagher family, West Side. Have a good one, Brian. Thank you.
You too.
All right.